It's the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, and we finished to help you. I feel like I'm helping society. We talk with Fat Jack. It's FatJackSports.com. Gambling is fun. Gambling is hard. And first of all, good afternoon. And Fat Jack, I got to ask you. I say pros always lean, like you, to the dog a little bit because dogs do better than people think. Average person screws up because he tends to do the favorites. I think we're having, like, historic dog work in the NFL. Take that any way you want.
Well, it depends on the week, Homer. And by the way, a really, really good week at the service. We were 10-3 last weekend in football. We won Friday night with UCLA. We're 4-2 Saturday, 4-1 on Sunday. And then we had Miami on Monday night. So another really, really good week with all my clients and myself. We made a bunch of money. But Homer, this year has been a little bit interesting because it's been kind of feast or famine with the dogs versus the favorites. We've had weeks where, just a couple weeks ago, we had a ton of favorites, actually favorites winning straight up, won every single game except one. Those are good weeks for the general public, typically speaking. But then this last week, it reverted back to where it's kind of been, which are underdogs leading the way. 11-3 dogs were against the number, and they had six straight up wins. So that's kind of that trend you're speaking of is in the NFL, you're never as good or never as bad as you appear. You're going to have underdogs. They're going to win games they're not supposed to. And that is what breaks the general public is because they're only looking at the team, not the number. That's why you sign up at FatJackSports.com.
All right. I think, am I right? You got a deal, $99? I hope I'm not wrong.
I do, yeah. We've run this a couple of times this year. It's been very well received. And what it does, allows a guy sitting on the fence losing on his own to actually start winning. Last week, you know, if you sign up on Friday, you went 10-3 over the weekend. If you can't make money paying $99 and going 10-3, then you shouldn't be betting on sports. Go play golf. Go skiing. Do something else. Because if you're just guessing, you're just asking to throw your money away. And this week's going to be tough, Homer. There are a couple of games, especially in the NFL, that I think the general public has to line up on one side. And at least one or two of those are not going to cover. For instance, Dallas. How do you walk up the window and play Dallas? I mean, they're a team
I can't.
Right? I mean, the backup quarterback is absolutely horrific. I don't know what they're doing in practice. They're not practicing football because, you know, it's 3rd and 11. They throw the ball 2 yards on an out route and the guy runs out of bounds. So hard to walk up and play them. Hard to walk up really and play New England, even though what happened last week. How do you play Cleveland? Cleveland, even since Jameis Winston came in, they've been bad. So a lot, and frankly, the Bears. The Bears look like a team after firing their offensive coordinator that they've got one foot out the door on a lot of the things they're doing. And Caleb Williams, who knows what his mindset is. So some of those teams are going to cover. Now, and I don't think it's the Bears. I think Packer fans are in for a big week after a bye week and after what Chicago's been going through. Chicago hasn't scored a touchdown in 23 straight drives. I mean, they're not putting the ball in the end zone. I don't know that an offensive coordinator is going to automatically change that. And we're actually figuring out how many games a Hail Mary can cost you. You know, we talked about losing once, turning into twice. Since the Hail Mary, this team is they just imploded. I mean, they look like a team that can't score under any circumstances. So with all of those factors, I do think that the Packers are in for a good weekend, but some of these other underdogs are going to get there. So you got to be careful.
Go to FatJackSports.com. Again, we talk. Gambling's a blast. It's fun. You need Fat Jack now more than you ever have before because of so many options. And we talked last week and how well you're doing. And what's become a part of this is the prop bets, over and under yardage, running backs, wide receivers. Give us again a little more on that and how it fits with what you do.
Yeah, so we're just drilling down on the games that we like. Now, last bet, we actually went from 3-1 in the props to 1-3 in the last drive, kind of garbage time. Zach Ertz caught 3 balls, I think, in the last drive, and so he beat us on receptions and on yardage on basically a meaningless nothing drive. So you're going to get some of that, but what it allows you to do, we've won 5 out of every 6 weeks in props this year. It allows you to take a situation or a game that I might like. For instance, I think Detroit blows out Jacksonville this week. All right, so Detroit giving 12 points or so, double-digit favorites this year in the NFL are 4-0 versus the number and have won by an average of 14 points per game. So drawing off, not just winning, but winning big. If that happens, Homer, how are they going to do that? How does that happen? Well, it happens with Jared Goff going over yardage total. It goes with a running back having a big game. It goes with a receiver too having a big game. So instead of just winning 1 unit of profit with Detroit, you're able to win 3 or 4 units based on being able to predict how one team is going to dominate another team. So it's not really any more work. It's just putting out information now that, as you say, every week, well, you can bet on it so many ways. You can bet on so many different things. Well, prop bets have become a big part of that, to where you can make money not having to branch out and then find five or six other games. You can make three or four units of profit just based on knowing or feeling really good about one team being able to dominate another team. So that's basically what the props are. You can add them for about $89 a week because they're very inexpensive as well.
But I would emphasize that people think that's easier, like there's so many bets, and I want to say, no, you need Fat Jack as much on that stuff as you do the other things, because that's the my latest thing where I think people think, oh, these things are easy, and they're not, right?
No, nothing's easy in this. That's why everybody's broke by Thanksgiving. I mean, most of the guys out there listed that are betting on their own are going to be finished by Thanksgiving because they're almost done now anyway. My clients have won for a month straight. Say 10-3, 11-2, 11-5. I mean, we're winning every week in football just over the last probably 6 weeks or so. And so all of it's hard. But when you're able to take advantage of the volume of opportunities, which is basically what I'm doing, I'm not getting any more information on more games. We're not playing 12 games. We're still playing 4 or 5. I was 5-1 on Sunday. And so 5-1 on Sunday, but then we're going to drill down on some of those wins, and we're going to make more than just one game of profit based on how those situations are going to happen. Not always going to be right, Homer, but more times than not, we are. We're building profit. The average guy is not. And $99 this week going to get you into profit. Another one to look at on the same kind of mindset, Miami. We had Miami last Monday to win on the road at the Rams. They won easily. It was a rocking chair game. They now play Las Vegas off of a bye. Off of a bye, people think offense is going to be helped. What is actually helped is defense. Defense gets rested. Defense gets healed a little bit. Las Vegas, I don't care if they rested for 2 months, aren't going to be any good offensively. But defensively, should be able to put much more of a fight against that Dolphins offense that's kind of finding their way now that they've got their quarterback back. But look for that game to be lower scoring. So players like Tyreek Hill, Tua, those type of players that people just naturally think are going to have big games against a Raider team that's not any good, you can bet them under, because you know, if you believe that there's going to be lower scoring, which I do, you're going to be able to take advantage of why it's lower scoring, what's not happening that the general public thinks are going to happen, that we're going to be able to bet under some of those individual numbers and make more money.
Again, go to FatJackSports.com, all one word, FatJackSports.com. You know me, I always think I got it figured out. I don't have this one figured out. Oregon against Wisconsin. I think Oregon's going to win, but I don't know how to play with the point spread. It's, I think, about 2 touchdowns and the West going to the East. Take it away.
Yeah, it's tough because what you have, we've talked about this a lot with Oregon in the Big Ten. Teams that can score at will against just about anybody versus teams that don't score at will against just about anybody. And so what ends up happening, you get a number that should be 8 or 9 into that 13, 14, 17 type range, because Wisconsin will have no answer if they get behind. Now, the problem with that is if they keep it close, if they're able to get some stops, they're 8-3 straight up their last 11 at home. So they, generally speaking, do pretty well at home. But if you're talking about long-term success, you've got to be able to get stops, especially when you're playing a good offense. So it's a tough game because of that. It'll be stylistic. It's either going to be Wisconsin covers and it's under, or Oregon covers and it goes over. So easier spot this weekend. The Kansas Jayhawks, they're going to BYU. I had Kansas last week against Iowa State, one of the more undervalued teams in the country right now based on how they started the year. This is a very good football team that have played really well early in the year, even with the exception of about 3 minutes before the end of the first half and 3 minutes at the end of the game, which obviously counts, but that's why their record was what it was. You're getting some value with the Jayhawks. Jalen Daniels is also a very, very difficult guy to cover if you're a running quarterback. BYU has not handled that very well. Also, BYU in a letdown situation after a big win last week in the Holy War. So easier spot to play Kansas and try to figure out whether Oregon's going to be able to score a bunch of points and then Wisconsin has to keep up or not. That's a tougher one based on stylistic matchup.
All right, my last question. All right, Wisconsin loses to Iowa. They run the ball on arm knives to every play, go forever. Then Iowa plays UCLA. I thought UCLA wasn't good. Iowa couldn't run the ball at all, and UCLA seems to get to be getting better. And I'm thinking, I got to ask Fat Jack about UCLA.
Yeah, no, I had them last Friday night. They were one of our release selections, and they end up winning. And in spite, people don't realize, they turned the ball over a ton. If you didn't watch football last Friday night, I mean, this team turned it, fumbled it at their inside the five, I think, once or twice, turned it over in the end zone once, still ended up not only winning, but covering, but winning. And I think they do it again this week. They are, Homer, good eye. They are a team getting better. What you want to do with these teams that are getting better is you get out in front of the curve. So after UCLA wins a game or two more, there's going to be no value. Everybody's back on the bandwagon. So it's about being able to take advantage before that before everybody else catches on. There's better spots. I like Colorado State tonight. They're given 9, 9.5 points. I think they're a better spot. I always like teams that have bad offenses this time of year, and I don't think can fix it in a week. And so anytime you're playing a bad offense, that's when those games become a little bit easier. We've taken advantage of that a bunch of times the last couple of weeks, just teams that can't score. And I would say that's a better spot tonight with Colorado State. UCLA absolutely going the right direction. You might have one more week of value. I do think they cover tonight as well. So a good opportunity to get on it before kind of the public catches up with that.
Great $99 deal, FatJackSports.com. Thanks for all the help, and Jack, we'll talk next week.
All right, Homer, have a great week. See you soon.
FatJackSports.com. I don't know what's next. I know Marquette basketball in an hour. Next.